I looked back, I was telling you earlier before, the last 2 years, and what usually happens when we get ready for the Chagim of Tishrei, is that you focus on the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah, of Tkiyas Shofar. We spoke about the Simchas of Rosh Hashanah in the previous years, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, unfortunately, gets a little neglected. In the last 2 years, we managed to do one shiur on Sukkot regarding the Shiur B'Sukkah and what's going on over there. It's very, but in general, it's very difficult to get to really focus on this. I thought this year we will go ahead and give a few shiurim on the Arba Minim, the loneliness of the Arba Minim, which we usually are we miss out on that. So the first shiur I want to discuss today, we'll start with the basics. We're not gonna go in too much into the small details of each one of the Arba Minim regarding the mitzvah. How you do Yovesh, how you do Nifratz, Niktam, all these things, and we're not gonna go so much into it. We'll try to focus more on the generic halachas that are gonna get to all the Arba Minim, except in some cases where we need to go more into the details. So the first, maybe the one way to get into the halachas Arba Minim, to understand the mitzvah of the Arba Minim, is to really focus on the difference between the first day of Sukkot and the rest of the day of Sukkot, regarding what we do today, and regarding what was in the time of Beis Hamikdash. And this starts with the following pasuk. I should have put it in the sheet, but as you see, we already ran out of place, ran out of space, so it was a little hard. But if I would think about it, I'd try to stick it in. The pasuk tells you the following thing. In the first day, you should take Pri Etz Adar, Kapar Tzmarim, Anaf Eitz, Avos, Ve'ar V'Nachal. And the end of the pasuk is Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yom, and you should be happy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means in Beis Hamikdash, for 7 days. So the beginning of the pasuk says Lakachtem Bayoyim Harishon. The end of the pasuk says 7 days Usmachtem. That's the pasuk, and this pasuk is where the Rishonim struggle to try to combine together. It says Lakachtem Bayoyim Harishon in the beginning, only 1 day. We know that the halacha is, the din is, as Gemara in Sukkah tells us, is that on Beis Hamikdash you did lulav and esrog for 7 days, and in outside of Beis Hamikdash the minat Torah you do only the first day. So lakachtem lechem b'yom rishon, only the first day, that's outside of Beis Hamikdash. Usmachtem b'fei Hashem Elokeichem, Beis Hamikdash is all 7 days. So that's the pasuk. The pasuk, one pasuk, it starts with you take only the first day, and then comes the next 7 days. Now that we know this pasuk, let's go into the first, not the first, but one of the first days of him in lulav hagazon. The Gemara tells us, we'll start with the Gemara on the pages on the top right. It says, lulav hagazol v'hayovesh pasuk. You have a stolen lulav, or you have a dry lulav, it's pasuk. That's what the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah goes on to say many more halachas. Let's go now to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kapasuk v'tani, lo yishno b'yom to rishon v'lo yishno b'yom to sheni." There's no difference between the first day or the second day. You cannot use a lulav which is gozel or dry, stolen or dry. Bishma yovish hadar beinar v'leiko. Bishma yovish needs to be hadar. It needs to be beautiful, and yovish is not beautiful. Ela gozul, if it's stolen, bishwa yontav rishon nichtiv lachem mishalachem. It says, v'lakachtem lochem b'yoyim harishoyim. Yeah, v'lakachtem lochem. It needs to be yours. It cannot be stolen. Ela b'yontav sheni imayiloy. What about yontav sheni? That's what more ask. Ola b'yichanonim shimim b'shuv yachim b'shuv davon mitzvah b'aveiro. He comes and says, using something which was stolen, the mitzvah b'aveiro, it's a problem. And the Gemara brings him a chluk. Do you say mitzvah b'aveiro over here? Or you don't say, Beis Hashem, we should have another shiur regarding mitzvah b'aveiro b'lulav, which I'm not going to get into right now. But the Gemara goes and asks, lechem is only the first day. Lekachtem lechem b'yom ha'rishon. Lechem is only the first day. But the Gemara assumes that hadar, what does the Gemara say? Yavesh, being dry, you can use a dry lulav any of one of the days. Why? Because it says hadar. It needs to be hadar. This is not hadar after the first day. You can't have a lulav which is not hadar. For the kachtem lachem, it needs to be yours. That's only the first day. Maishra. Why v'lakachtem lachem? You say it's only the first day because it says v'lakachtem yom harishon. You refer the lachem to the first day, but the hadar you don't refer dafka to the first day. What's the difference? That's what the rishonim try here to understand. And the first sheet that we have is a sheet of Tais. It's a very long Tais over here, but we'll try to see a piece of it. Tais starts being held over lake. Says Tais is mashma de pshita le de beinan hadar lekulu yomer. Mash you need to have hadar every day. Lachem is only the first day. He says, you watch right here that some of the lachem is only the first day. Lachachtem is every day. Well, goes on to be other things we'll get back to later. But it says, why? If you see in the third line of Tesis, Vitamo. So why is that different? Tosfos says maybe the order in the pasuk makes a difference. Tosfos doesn't like it because he brings Rias and there are things. It says v'lokachtem. One of the things we learn from v'lokachtem, which maybe the Shem want to have a shiur on that too, is l'kichotamo. What does l'kichotamo tell me? You have to have all four meaning together. You can't think of the love, then the esrog, then the hados. You have to put it together. So it's only v'lakachtem. So if you're learning v'lakachtem, l'chem doesn't refer to the 7 days, only the first day, you should not have a din, the rest of the days take all four meaning. This doesn't make any sense. And it should be, maybe, it brings other riots to that. Says to us, we're going to skip now the, you know, all the riots and that, maybe in the later, in other shurim, we'll go back to some of it. Tais ends four lines before the end of the Tais says, L'chen nire. Te'ayinu taimu mishu de'yom rishon de'araiso b'gvuli. V'sha'ayoyim mide'abon zek l'migdosh k'dei sepeg l'ulav ha'rov. The first day, l'ulav ha'esrog, is mide'araiso. He says, L'kach t'lachem yom rishon. Only be semigdish have all 7 days. So why do we have a lulav all 7 days? So Tais refers to the Gemara in lulav ha'rov. And Daphne Dalit that tells us the rest of the days it's Zeicher L'Migdosh. Right? We have a din. We quote the one of the Kaban. We do Shiva Zeicher L'Migdosh. We do 7 days Zeicher L'Migdosh. So the rest of the days we do Zeicher L'Migdosh. That's what we do. So it says, Tais says, Hilkach, Be'ikar L'Kicho, which is the main L'Kicho. You go and Dalit the meaning, that's to be all four. Everyone has to take. Rabbanan said the rest of the day should be similar to the first day. So says the Gemara something very interesting. Says Tosis. There's a chiluk. We're not talking about here Daraisa. We're talking about Darabana. We're talking here in outside of Beis Hamikdash. Why do we take lulav esrog outside of Beis Hamikdash? Because Rabbanon amitaken zeichel hamikdash. Oh, it's all Darabanan. So now we can understand some things Rabbanon were more makbid on, and some things that Rabbanon were more makbid on the Arba meaning. Rabbanon were more makbid on the fact that it should be yovesh. Right? The boy who makbid, there has to be a hadar, and it should not be dry. That's what Rabbanon are very makbid on. But the Rabbanon are not makbid on, he answers, chodom shuhidu mitzvah, but on chaser, says if the piece is missing, or shol, and as it goes, as gozul, or havim, you know, we don't need to have it all the days. So I'm going to ask you, why do we have another days? Why are we makbid over here in Gozo? If we're not makbid on Shol, Shol means borrowed, it's not yours. So like, why Gozo does me mitzvah over here? It takes a machlekes if you have it or not. Machlekes. But lemaisa, what we have over here is that the machlekes, what the Gemara tells me, that is limited between the first day and the rest of the days, it's only because it's there abadam. Only because there abadam. That's what Tais says. Meaning what? Lo yitzuyer, that you have it in the rice that they have the lulav esrog all 7 days. Says Tais, it's for sure, whatever you have in the first day, you have in the second day. Whatever you have in the first day, you have in the third day. The only reason I want to be mechalak and say it's different is because it's not their rice, it's their abundance. Zech lemikdash. That's what Taisa says. That's basically the step. Taisa says, what's the difference between the first and the third day? Says Taisa, because the third day is their abundance. If it would be in the base of Mikdash, which is their raisa, and the chenamim, there will be no chiluk. That's how says the Taisis. That's the history of Taisis. So according to Taisis, there's no chiluk in base of Mikdash when the first day and the third day, it's all the same. Only when we're speaking outside base of Mikdash, then that's when it starts. That's Taisis. Shita number two is the shita of the Ramban. The Ramban, we have it over here in the left side, second paragraph. He says, no.
Is it the same in Chutz La'aretz then when there was a base of Mikdash? Don't worry about it. Chutz La'aretz now when there was a base of Mikdash?
Same thing. No difference. Same thing. The Ramban goes on and says, Ramban says that in base of Mikdash, it's the same thing like the first day and the third day, except one thing, which is Lochem. Let's see the Ramban inside. Says the Ramban, "Teidulay mashul le'abon miyud b'mirshonel al lachem b'lechud." Only lachem. Fe'inoy dosh lofarav lachem. What does it mean? The pasuk says, "Lokachtem lachem b'yemarishon." B'yemarishon refers only to the word lachem. On lachem, it says b'yemarishon. Every other requirement of lulav applies all days, but lachem is only the first day. Telakiku dechti b'kol akulu yomiru. It's all the days in Beis Hamikdash. Kadosh takei b'kol chaveichod. And the Ramban goes on and says everything is the same thing. And he brings other rice. And he says the Simcha Beis Hamikdash is also the same thing. The only thing he says that goes out, it's only the idea of Lachem. The Ritva goes on and says why. So the Ritva doesn't explain himself too much the exact idea, but the Ritva tells you because Lachem is a din, is an extra din in Lulav. Extra din in Lulav. You have something special added to lulav. It's not part of the lulav itself. It's an idea which above was extra on lulav that can refer to the first day. Things which are more required in the lulav, we'll see in the second how the chayim say it. That's something that requires all 7 days. And the ritva goes on and ends. What comes according to the Ramban? Look at the ritva right below the Ramban. The psul of lachem is only one day. It's not yours, it's only one day. What about Hadar? That's in Beis Hamikdash applies, but not outside Beis Hamikdash. All he brings all examples. And he says that's the din of mitzvah b'lachem. He says the mitzvah like this, based on the Ramban. Says the Ramban, when the Gemara comes and tells me that I have a problem of yovish on the second and third and fourth day of Sukkot, that is talking in Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara in Daf Kaf Dessam with Beis, which tells me that I don't have lachem in the second day, but I do have yovish in the second day. That's in Beis Hamikdash. It is Beis Hamikdash. Hi, in Beis Hamikdash, you have to have them. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa to go ahead and have lulav every day of Sukkot. Yes, every day of Sukkot you have a mitzvah, but lachem is only in the first day, not the rest of the days. The lachem outside of Beis Hamikdash, you can even have yovish. Because it's a d'rabbanan, you can't have yavish. Now, like this is the yavish, you can have. You have to have hadar outside of Beis Hamikdash. The Ramban says, no, outside of Beis Hamikdash, you can have, when we're talking about, for us, take a lulav, you don't have any requirements after the first day. The first day is only first day is the rice, and then you have to have all the requirements. Afterwards, you don't have. When do you have middle of the ground? That's a Beis Hamikdash and the rest of the days. So according to Tosfos, Beis Hamikdash after day one is exactly the same thing like the first day. According to Ramban, no, Beis Hamikdash after day one is a little bit different. First day you have lachem, the rest you don't, but the rest of the requirements you do have. After Beis Hamikdash you don't have all these requirements. And going back to Taisis, after Beis Hamikdash you do have the requirements of Hadar, basically only lachem you take out. What's the svar in the Ramban? That the first day of Beis Hamikdash should be different than the other days. He says, because the Torah says lachem only in the first day. But what's the reason? What's the idea? What's the point? So we mentioned a little bit the ritva. Let's see how Reb Chaim says this. Reb Chaim, Brisker, gives a nice, he says in his lashon, in a very lumdus of way. It says like this. It's on the right side, in the middle. You don't have lachem in the rest of the days. There are other ones you have in Mesa Mikdash, because of Mechabas, the Ramban. This is where the research starts. You have a difference between the mitzvah that you do on the first day everywhere, and the mitzvah you do in the 6 days of Beis Hamikdash after the first day. There it says, "V'smachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim." Ve'ein lamidim zu mizu. Aval arei zois pshito the gam b'mikdash being davka nachtalni. You have to have these four meanings. You can't turn around. So he says it like this. V'akol ha'kol smachtem kanad achdan milin k'tuvim koyim. Can be shibum k'sheim gam k'nitz be kosher. That's for sure. I'm just going to skip a few lines because it goes on back and forth. And he says like this. Masha'ekim b'gozu v'shol ain't the dova poistel be'amin. Kim davidim b'ifnei atzo b'kiru mitzo de gozu v'shol lo yotzo de'chayim. Says Reb Chaim, telling Gishvach, very Gishvach. He's like this. When I tell you that the Arab b'minim in Lulav are need to be not yovish, you have to be not dry. That's the way the lulav looks like. When the lulav is dry, it's not a lulav. When I tell you that it cannot have chaser, if you miss a piece of the lulav, if you miss a piece of asteroid, then you don't have. Yeah, then you don't have a. Your lulav is not full. That's a missing in the lulav. But when it says the custom lachem has to be yours, it's not dealing with the lulav. It's not dealing with the lulav. It's not the shape of the lulav. When I'm telling you the lulav is hador, the lulav is needs to be without chaser, has all kinds of requirements, that's how the lulav looks like. So that is, basically, you're using the same lulav they're using the first day. But when I'm talking about lochem, lochem is not a din of the lulav. Lochem is a din, it's like an extra requirement. Your lulav that you take should be yours. So then you can differentiate and say, okay, you know, the first day we have the requirement, the rest of the days you don't have that requirement. That's what Chaim says in the Svara to the Mechalik. Yours is not din in the shape of the lulav. Not din, let's call it in the chefts of the lulav. It's a din in how you do the mitzvah. So you can differentiate. This is what you do this way, this you do mitzvah this way. Mashenken, the hotra, and the chosra is the din in the lulav. That's what Reb Chaim learns to explain the Ramban. That's what it's saying. But what is Reb Chaim introducing to us? Reb Chaim introduces the idea. The Beis Hamikdash is different than the all the days of Beis Hamikdash is different than the first day of that we have all over the world. All over we have a mitzvah lakach lachem b'yom harishon. It's a mitzvah to take lulav. Then there's a requirement in the pasuk who smachtam ivnei Hashem lekeich shivas yamim. It's another mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah. One mitzvah take the lulav and esrog in the first day. Another mitzvah be happy in front of a kodesh baruch for 7 days. Two separate mitzvahs. Now what do we apply for the first mitzvah? What do we apply to all? The first mitzvah obviously everything applies. Lakachtam lachem. There it says all the requirements. But we apply it to Beis Hamikdash. The way he explains the Ramban is. Applies only things that have to do with the shape of the lulav, with the heft of the lulav, and not extra requirements that we have. So that's how the Reb Chaim goes ahead and explains the Ramban. But he introduced to us this idea that there's two mitzvahs. The third sheet that we have in the Rishonim is the sheet of the Rambam. And the Rambam goes ahead to the other extreme and tells us the following. So again, let's remember. Tosfos learns that there's no difference between the first day and other days of Beis Hamikdash, whatever you're required on the first day around the world, you're required to do in Beis Hamikdash the rest of the days. The only reason we have a difference, it's only when we speak on Beis Hamikdash. The Ramban says, no, we have a difference in Beis Hamikdash. The first day is different, the first day in the rest of the world, and the mitzvah of Beis Hamikdash is a little different. Beis Hamikdash, you don't have lachem, the first day you do around the world, you have lachem. What about outside Beis Hamikdash? The Ramban says, oh, that could be even less. That could be another thing. It's not. That's not what we're talking about in the sukkah.
First of all, where do you see in the pasuk anything about the Beis Hamikdash being different than anywhere else?
So, machta lefnei Hashem lekeich shivas yamim. It's a din of simcha.
Lefnei Hashem.
Lefnei Hashem, you know it's Beis Hamikdash. So, machta lefnei Hashem lekeich.
But that has nothing to do with the first part of the pasuk.
How do you know to differentiate? How do we show you know that?
Yeah.
So the thing is, it says you could put it together. Lakachtem lochem b'yom erishon v'shiva seyom b'yizbeis ha-migdosh. Why do we put it here? Why are you dividing it? Kachtem yom erishon p'yet tzadah v'el, usmach t'vane shogeg v'shiva seyom. Why are you dividing it? They're telling me, that's what the Ramban will learn, tzuzah v'mitzis. Tais agrees with you.
But then it might mean you should only be happy in the base of Bigdash, not anywhere else.
No, but it says Lakachtem b'yom erishon everywhere. Smach t'vane shogeg says only later. Shiva Siyam. So it says, "Bayim Arishon Yikachta Machem." That's why there's no difference between Bismillah and that. Smach the Yashem of the Keich. If Yashem gets Bismillah, do Shiva Siyam. That's 7 days. So you see, there's a difference. Question is, what is the difference? Then he says, the only difference is the Bismillah you have to do 7 days, and now Aristotle plays only 1 day. Rambam says, no, there's a little more of a difference. The Rambam goes on and says even a more of an extreme than Rambam. The Rambam goes on and says, look at the Rambam right on the top. Below the Tosis says the Rambam, Perek Zayim Yilul Alochim Gimel Mitzvah Lulu of the Nota by Marisha Shilchag Bilvad Bichol Mokar. You have a din to take in the first day of Sukkot Lulav. Bichol Zman every time in any generation. That feel be Shabbos. Meikar din we do on Shabbos. We don't do Shabbos, but that's the separate Aloch. Shemal Katan Mishur. Uva migdosh levadoi nightlim oise bechoyoyim ve yomish shes veachag shema esmachtev v'Hashem okecha. The migdosh itself, you take it every other day. The Rambam doesn't go on and tell me anything about outside of Yisrael Migdosh. So the mashmos of the Magid Mishnah, the Sekelim and the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, the Kesem Mishnah is that the Rambam is learning that you have 1 8 mitzvahs to take it everywhere in the first day. Then you have another requirement to do it every day in Beis HaMikdash. And when we went ahead, as Rambam brings, the Rambam brings later in the Alokas, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went ahead and was mitaket to do the mitzvah of Lulav outside of Beis HaMikdash for all 7 days. That's exactly equivalent to the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Beis Mikdash is. The inside, we have one mitzvah, that is the mitzvah of everywhere, any place, any time, the first day. Then you have Beis Mikdash, another 7 days, that's exactly equal to what we do today at the Beis Mikdash, we do Zeichel Mikdash. There's no difference. If it would be a difference, the Rambam would give me 3 levels, like the Ramban. One level is the first day everywhere. Second level is 7 days in Beis Mikdash. Third level is 7 days outside Beis Mikdash. Today. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam just says 2 levels. 1 day is the day outside Beis Mikdash, the first day. The second halakha is 7 days in Beis Mikdash. Then it goes out later and says, you should know we have Zeichel Mikdash to do everywhere, every day of Sukkot. So the Nesekim Midah, according to the Rambam, there's only 2 stages. 1 stage is first day. The other one is Beis HaMikdash, and everywhere outside Beis HaMikdash afterwards have the same halacha. And what is the halacha? I'm missing your piece of the Rambam, okay? The Rambam says, oh, I'm sorry, there's another Rambam. You have it over here. It's in the right side. Right side, Perek Chabuluf, says the Rambam. Called Elu Shaman Shem Suli Pri Mumin Shem Biharni Pri Gezel V'Gnevo. All the things that we said, all the halachas of Mumin, Gzeilo, Gnevo, all the things that we have, all the psulim, the chaser, everything that we have, it is only Beyonta Rishon Bilvat. Beyonta Shenim Shayon Yakol Kosher. So the Rambam, they just told me that after the first day, all the other days are the same. Beis HaMikdash, not Beis HaMikdash, tells me, without differentiating between Beis HaMikdash, not Beis HaMikdash, tells me, you should know, the first day you're required to do all the mitzvahs, all the halachas. Rest of the days, where? Didn't differentiate, Beis HaMikdash or not Beis HaMikdash. No matter where you are, you don't have required to do any of the requirements. No one have a din of lochem, doesn't have to be yours. Doesn't have to be not yovish. Doesn't have to be not chaser. Doesn't have to have all the mitzvahs that you have in lulav. Nothing's required. Says the Rambam, "Kol elu shaman shepsuy bni mumin shebiyanu bni gezel v'gnevo piyot derishu b'vav piyot derishu shayim ha'kol kosher." There's no requirements. Comes the rabbi and says, "No, one second. What about yovish? Yovish, I disagree. Elu komoidim b'gozel of yovish, because we have other things over here." That's the rabbi is taking the Rambam just limiting a little bit. According to the Rambam, in Beis HaMikdash, I don't have any requirements after the first day. No requirements. So again, Come, we have three shittas in the Rishayim. The Taisus tells me Bisamikdash, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, is exactly the same thing like the first day. Comes the Rabban and says, yes, it's almost the same thing. One thing is different in Lochem. Comes the Rabban and says, completely different. The mitzvah of the first day in around the world is one mitzvah that has all the requirements of Lulav. Lulav and Estrog and Adasa and Aruf. The rest of the days, even in Beis HaMikdash, has no requirements at all. The Yisrael to go and say the Rambam is the way that we learn the Reb Chaim. Meaning, there's two mitzvahs over here. There's a mitzvah of L'kachtachem B'Yom HaRishon. There you have all the requirements. Then you have Usmachta V'Nei Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yamim. That's another mitzvah. That's a mitzvah to go, it's to be Sameach V'Nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And there you don't have all the requirements of L'kachtachem B'Yom HaRishon Priyetz Hodav Atzvah. Smachta V'Nei Hashem Elokeinu with the meaning. But it doesn't have to have all the other requirements. The one thing we had different than Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim told us the way the Ramban learns is that whatever has to do with the tzura, with the shape of the lulav, there you can't compromise because that's how a lulav looks like. The Rambam disagrees with that. So the lulav doesn't look that way. You can have yavesh and you can have chaser. It's not a lulav. So therefore, the Torah asks you to do all these requirements in the first day, but in the mitzvah that we do in Beis HaMikdash, that's different. That is different. That's the main three shittas that we have over here. Now, come the Achorim and tell us, what is over here the chiluk between, in Lamdas, between the Taisis and the Rambam? Taisis and the Rambam are the two extremes. The Rabban is something in the middle, so we'll focus on Taisis and Rambam also because Taisis and the Rambam is brought down. What's the chiluk over here? Come the Achorim and say, that if Kamina is, if I have a mitzvah, different mitzvah in Beis HaMikdash, like the Rambam learns. So you mainly, we have your two mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah to go ahead and do lulav on the first day, wherever you are. And then there's a mitzvah to go ahead and do Beis HaMikdash, a 7-day mitzvah, smachtem, it doesn't have all the requirements of lulav. It's two separate mitzvahs. My nefkemina. So say nefkemina is the following. What happens? The classic nefkemina will see, that's a question, that's a chachum tzvi. In the first day of Sukkot, let's just do it with a small gedum. Based on what we learn right now, we know that the mumim, we don't have din of mumim in the rest of the days. Meaning, din of mumim. Mumim means problems, Lord. The first day of Sukkot, you have a din to have the perfect law of an Esrog. You can't have anything else. The rest of the day, says the Rambam, you don't have to. That's the Shechanoch Paskin Halacha. Maybe we'll start with the Shechanoch. Shechanoch says right in the middle. Not like kisses. Kol Eilu Shabbat says the Shulchan Aruch right in the middle. Shem Psuli Bimumi Shibiyanu or Pegezav. Maybe he's quoting the Rambam. Piyarin Tavish Shabelvat Abishai Yom Nakel Kosher. So the Shulchan Aruch holds you have no requirements in the other days. The other days everything can be kosher. The Ramo goes and says Hago Fiyesh Poyslu because of Kishav Seyom. Says the Hago the Ramo, we say you have to have not Gozer. Achinok. I will show Yoitziboy. So Rama says, but show you have to have. Show is lachem. You have to have. It has to be yours. It can't be borrowed from somebody else. So that's what he says. Yeah, the according to the Rambam, could do gozel. Shulchan Aruch was gozel. I mean, not that you're allowed to gozel if it was already gozel. The Gemara brings example that someone else stole it. Well, getting the shittim rishos. So says, and the Rama agrees somewhat. He disagrees with Gozel. Says Yavish yes, and he says Yavish Chasa agrees, and Yavish does not agree. Oh, so then we have to get to that to how the Rama learns. But Shchana Paskas that the rest of the days you could go ahead and do a Chasa. Whatever. Yeah, we're not getting to how to. Let's see. Mitzvah Bavir is another story. That's a question. Do you have a Mitzvah Bavir or not? Right. But the question is, are you Yaitse that? Like, belong this, are you Yaitse that? So comes now the Chayyim discuss the following. What happens when you have, in the first day, so what comes after the Shulchan Aruch? You have a lulav, and also for the Rama. You have a lulav which is Yavish. Well, let's say, when it's sacred to Rama as well, it's Chasr. You're missing a piece of the lulav. Of the Esrog, let's say. Using a piece of the Esrog. So, on the second day of Sukkot, it's okay. Second day of Sukkot is okay.
Right? As the Roman, the
what?
Anytime you say anything, you're grouping
all four. Right. But obviously, each one has its own halachas.
Yeah.
So one of the things the Ramah brings is v'nita pitmotzoi or yoiksoi dina kechosov v'koshim ha'ramash. Right? You remove a piece of the lulav, you're missing the pitam, the top part of the esrog falls. Right? The first day, it's possible. The rest of the days, it's okay. Right? That's what happens. So if a person has an esrog the top piece fell off, the pitam fell off, can you use it with a bracha? First day, yes. Third day, I'm saying third day purposely because we'll get to the second day of Yom Tov, which is the Yom Tov. First day, you can't have it. Sorry, that's what I say.
He said yes.
First day, you cannot use it. It's not good. The third day and on, no question you can use it, right? What happens in the first day you are stuck? The only esrog that you have is the one that doesn't have a pitam, and there's no other esrog to find. It's not like today. You have hundreds and thousands of esrogim all over, and you go to a shul, you go get somebody else. You're speaking over here that you have an esrog. You're the only esrog in town, and the only esrog in town, it's chaser. Can you say a bracha on that or not? Can you say a bracha on that or not? The first day you're required to have a beautiful little esrog, and you're missing it. Are you to be the abbot? Comes the Chacham Tzvi and says, yes. You know why? Very simple. On the third day, do you have to go ahead and how can you do a bracha and luluv on the third day? Do we have a mitzvah outside of Beis HaMikdash to do luluv and esrog outside of Beis HaMikdash? And the third day of Sukkot? No. Elamah, we have Zichel HaMikdash. Rabbanim came in and established this idea that even though you don't have a mitzvah, midoraiso, you have a concept of Zeichel HaMikdash. Zeichel HaMikdash allows you to go ahead and use a lulav, which is possible. So it's on the first day. You're not going to have the mitzvah midoraiso, but at least have the Zeichel HaMikdash mitzvah. Says the Chacham Tzvi, very poshut asvar. Let's take Chacham Tzvi inside. Chacham Tzvi says, Sheilot, below the Rambam, there's nothing else in the city. What should we do? Says the Chacham Tzvi, "The Eb Shalom Madaf Arayved the Choylik." I speak about Arayved. Daf could be Yovish Shupas Kozayin. Our Esek Chosa Kodesh Shalom Melochim Alav. The way other Esek Chosa you could do a bracha the rest of the days, and he brings a Raya for the Gemara. Avu Moed Vorchel Afil Biyam Arisha. He agrees. Do even the first day. You're not Yoytze Bina Toiro. The same way you do in the first day, you should do on the rest of the days. That's what it is. So that's what comes the Chacham Tzvi and says. Says the Chacham Tzvi, in the first day of Sukkot, if I don't have a deraisa, I have a derabanan. The same way in the third day I have a zechel hamikdash, and the first day I have zechel hamikdash. That's what Chacham Tzvi says.
But you wouldn't help that today because it's more about.
Today I could get do the right thing. I could do the right thing. I could be able to do the right thing. I could do the right thing. Comes the Kaveh de Kushya. So Kaveh de Kushya is a sefer that was written by the Baal HaKas Yoev, big Goen, and he wrote a sefer with 103 questions, with no answers. It's called Kaveh. Kaveh is Gematria, 103. The Kushya. 103 questions with no answers. And one of the questions, question number 75, he says something, this doesn't make any sense. Why not? He brings the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor is right next to the Kaveh Kushya at the bottom of the page. The Baal HaMor says like this. The Gemara told us, not like we do today, the Gemara builds a sugya, that on the first day of Sukkot, it used to be that you could have taken the lulav and esrog even on Shabbos. We don't do that today, so yeah. The rest of the day is not. Says the Gemara, what's the first day the rest of the days? The first day you would do anyway outside of Beis HaMikdash. And the last day, the other days, they try to do on the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Baal HaMor, he says in his words like this. Habashamim l'rotzu l'atkin l'tov based on the first Shemitzvah, and the Beis HaMikdash. And the rest of the days is dafka Beis HaMikdash, as we know. Shunichtiv esmachtiv v'nei shavakeh v'shiv asyon. Says the Baal HaMor, listen to the Lashon. Uki'ilu omar atashlum shiv asyonim. To add on the last 6 days. That's what it says. The Baal HaMor says like this. Sog the Baal HaMor. You know? Very simple. The first day you have a mitzvah in every place in the world. You always have to take a lulav in the first day. So when the Torah tells me that you have to do a Beis HaMikdash 7 days, it doesn't mean 7 days, it means 6 days. It means to fill up the 7 days. The first day, anyway, I have to do. Don't you have to tell me to do smach divnei Hashem or kechin shiva siyamim to do it 7 days to Baal HaMor? Because I anyway have to do the first day everywhere. So why I'm taking the lulav in the other 6 days? So what I'm doing Beis HaMikdash? Another 6 days. But the first day, I didn't have Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Baal HaMor says. Says the Chalkas Yerev, the Kavad Kushya. So what does the Bchachasi mean? Every other day of the 6 days, I have Zeich HaMikdash. So what I used to do in Beis HaMikdash, I do it outside of Beis HaMikdash. But in the first day, I didn't have Zeich HaMikdash. Because I didn't have a special mitzvah to do Beis HaMikdash. The first day, the same mitzvah that I have everywhere in the world, I have also in Beis HaMikdash. It's the same mitzvah. I'm doing mitzvah here, I'm doing there. If I don't have a mitzvah to do today, because I have a chaser, I don't have a deraisa, so I don't have a mitzvah. So since the chachatzvi, no, but we should have a derabana. The same way in the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, 7 days, I do a mitzvah even though I don't have a mitzvah, because they did zechel amigdosh. So it's the first day, if you don't have a deraisa, you should at least have zechel amigdosh. So one second, it says the Kavad Kush, says, no, bishwa, the other 6 days, I have a mitzvah, Beis HaMikdash, a special mitzvah, Beis HaMikdash. So I did outside of Beis HaMikdash, zechel amigdosh. But in the first day, do I have a special mitzvah based on English? No, the same mitzvah you have in the first day in every other place you have here in Woodmere. So you have also a mitzvah English. It's not a special mitzvah. So if I don't have a mitzvah here to do today, I don't have also zechel English because there's no special mitzvah zechel English. So that's what he asks.
The difference I asked you before, that would apply today, it would be different. In other words, today, the first day is also to remember Zecha.
No, the first day is the Raisa.
No, but once the base of Mikdash is gone, it's...
No, the Raisa, the Raisa doesn't change anywhere. That's what you're learning around. B'chol Mokka, B'chol Zman. Every place you have a mitzvah, the Raisa to do Lulav in the first day.
Yeah, but didn't it change now?
No.
Isn't it also a Zecher that it's gone?
It was never Zecher the first day. Zecher is not Zecher.
I know it was never then when it was up.
No, so today it's not Zecher.
Now and it's gone.
Now we don't have Zecher on the first day. First day is the mitzvah d'oraisa. We're going to have Zecher. Second, the third, the fourth day we do Zecher l'mikdash. Here you have that Gdom. The Birchim and Zaka was not can have to hold Beis HaMikdash. Now to forget Beis HaMikdash, to do Lulav outside of Beis HaMikdash, also the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 7 days. But the first day did not change. So says the Kavad Kush is all, I don't understand. Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah on the second, third, or fourth, fifth day. So you have a Zecher outside Beis HaMikdash. And then you can say it's a Derabanan. But how can you make up a new one on the first day? First day you don't have a special mitzvah, Beis HaMikdash. That's what he asks. So come to Achrayim and say, what?
What?
You hear?
No, I hear, but it makes sense, but it comes out very strange. That the most important day... You can't do the mitzvah.
You can't do zechel. We didn't make up a zechel mitzvah.
You can't even do it.
You can't do it if you have a chaser. If you have a chaser, you can do it only in
the other days.
I know. You can look at the other way of looking at it. Say, in the first day, you can do a mitzvah only if it's perfect. If it's not perfect, you don't do it. Later, it's just a zechel, so then you do it. But you don't have it in the first day. Called the achreinim, many achreinim. Different ways. Chapela speaks about it. We have here the Mishas Yavetz in the top and the bottom left. So they say the following. Say gevalik. Say pshas like this. That's exactly the machlokes that places in the Rambam. Because the question is like this. When I'm doing the 6 days of Beis HaMikdash after the first day, is it a separate mitzvah? Or it's something totally new? As we learned before, Tosis learns that whatever you do the first day everywhere, you continue doing the rest of the days of Beis HaMikdash. So then the Baal HaMor is correct. Says the Baal HaMor, there's no difference between the first day and the other days that come after the first day. Because, the Torah says, there's no difference between the other days. Says the Baal HaMor, so I don't have a new thing of Beis HaMikdash on the first day. Whatever I do everywhere in the first day, I do Beis HaMikdash too, as well as the same mitzvah. There's just, in Beis HaMikdash, I have a requirement to do second day, third day, etc. That's all. So according to Baal HaMor, the way Tosis learns, it's the same exact mitzvah that you have on the first day, you have on the second day, you have on the third day, it doesn't change. So when Rabbanon come and do Zecher HaMikdash, they do Zecher HaMikdash for the rest of the days, not for the first day. So the Kavad Kushis is correct based on Tosis. But according to the Rambam learns that mitzvah is different. How do I know that he learns it's different? Because he says that even Beis Hamikdash itself, you don't have to have a Estrig Mehuda. Even Beis Hamikdash itself, in the second, third, fourth day, you don't have to have a Estrig, which is not Chaser. You don't have to have Lochem. Why not? It's the same mitzvah. So you see from here, say all the Achrayim Shas like this. So, according to Tosfos, according to Baal HaMor, the mitzvah of Lulav and Beis Hamikdash and the rest of the days and the first is exactly the same. But according to the Rambam, the way we pass the halacha, the Rishon HaPaskin, the way the Rambam goes, the mitzvah in the first, the mitzvah of the rest of the days, is the mitzvah basically is completely different. There's a mitzvah in the first day everywhere in the world, including Beis Hamikdash, obviously, to do v'lokach t'machem v'remerishon. That's what it is. Then there's another mitzvah. That in 7 days of Beis Hamikdash, you have to go ahead and do usmachtim ne'eshev l'kechem. It's not a din of netilas lulav. It's a din of being happy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yerucha Perla says, I didn't bring it over here. He brings the Tzvi Pesach brings it. The din of Kamina will be na'anuim, to shake the lulav. He says, if the, in the first day, it's a mitzvah to take a lulav, lakachtem, just to pick it up, you do the mitzvah. But the rest of the days of Beis Hamikdash, I'm not doing lakachtem. I'm doing smachtem. The simcha, the happiness, is when you shake it. If you don't shake it, you're not yaitzeh. He wants to say the first day if you didn't shake it, you're yaitzeh. The rest of the days you're doing for al zechel mikdash, you have to shake it. So he says, for example, it's two separate mitzvahs. If it's two separate mitzvahs, then it comes a very gishmak. Says Chacham Tzvi, oh, by the way, you also have a separate mitzvah. When you're in the first day of Sukkot, when I pick up a lulav and beis hamikdash, what am I doing? Which mitzvah am I doing? The answer is, I'm doing two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah, l'kach t'lechem, which applies everywhere in the world. Second, I'm doing another mitzvah. Smak neshkel yishivas yomim. That's another mitzvah. Says the Chacham Tzvi, okay, when I have an esrog which is chaser, which is missing, I can't do the first mitzvah, l'kach t'lechem. But the mitzvah, smak neshkel yishivas yomim, which is all 7 days, Rabbanu told me that when you don't have Beis Hamikdash, you do it outside Beis Hamikdash. That applies to the first day as well. That applies to the first day as well. That's the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos holds the same mitzvah the first day, same mitzvah the other days, as one big mitzvah. I don't have a difference. The Rambam says, no, it's a different mitzvah. Nefkirin al-Mai said, Beis Hamikdash, can I have a chaser or not? I can have a chaser the second day. Can I have a chaser the second day? It's a chaser the second day. It's a separate mitzvah. I can have a chaser also on the first day. That's what the you want to go and explain. And that's what the Rishon Yavetz says in the bottom. I had to finish in 2 minutes. So I will continue this. I want to continue this Mahar to go into the Shulchan Aruch Ramah next week. But when it comes to this week, we learned this. Comes a very interesting thing between the Machlokes and the Rambam. When I do today Lulav and Esrog on the third day of Sukkot, I say third day purposely because the second day is Yom Tov as well. And the third day of Sukkot, what am I doing over here? According to Tosfos, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash Be'alma. Meaning, it's not the mitzvah, I'm not doing exactly as we did it. I just want to remember Beis Hamikdash, so I do it. According to the Rambam, I'm doing what we did in Beis Hamikdash, the same thing. Whatever we did in Beis Hamikdash, I do outside of Beis Hamikdash. That's the same thing. You once used to be in Beis Hamikdash, and Rechem and Zakkai was with Sakai to bring it out. So I do what I do in Beis Hamikdash, I do outside of Beis Hamikdash, and therefore whatever applies in Beis Hamikdash, applies outside of Beis Hamikdash, that's a chosel, less of Odo, now Lochem, applies always near, because it's exactly like a Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is sure to be continued next week. All right.